Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose, and all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned, and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
And away we go. Welcome to Season 19, Episode number 4048. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, D. Chad Smith, and Mike Hawk. You are the Men's Room. On tap today, once again, we play Big Dummy. Ted's Meat and Potatoes has Super Bowl foods that bring both good and bad luck. We will play Profile This, plus headlines, Men's Room Shout of the Day, fun with listener emails, and everyone's favorite, TV Time with Ted.
Clack, clack.
Drinking a drunk.
All right, here we go. A passenger is shocked that a 787 wing could be fixed using duct tape.
Can it?
Meanwhile, a woman's neighbors are not happy when her legs begin to shake. A cocaine dealer is offering free samples with his business card inside. Man thankfully still gets a daily newspaper, otherwise he would have died. And a Florida man tries to take his pickup truck surfing. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, today is the day that we play Big Dummy, the game show that rewards you for your stunning ignorance. And here's how it works. You call us, we will spin the category wheel. We will spin the category wheel, and then we'll ask you a question from that category. But here's where Big Dummy separates itself from your average, more reputable game show. We will continue to ask you questions until you get one right. Because, as always, we want you to leave here smarter than you showed up. Now, so far this year, our biggest dummy has been the lovely and talented Dan, who thought a gummy bear was a toothless, hairy gay man, and found a way to answer 11 consecutive questions wrong. Can you do better? Of course you can. Everyone else has. So give us a call, and off we go. I'm Big Dummy.
To be a contestant to play Big Dummy, call 206-803-ROCK. You can like the Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live, and send your emails to themensroom@kisw.com.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Hope it's all, and away we go. Welcome to Season 19, Episode number 4048. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. The head chef is back. Ted's Meat Potatoes getting set for Sunday's big game. I guess some Super Bowl foods are more lucky than others.
Yeah, that's the list. Some people think these foods are good luck, some are bad luck. I'll be honest.
Based on the team you're cheering for, or you're just saying in general?
In general.
Okay.
But most of this list is Super Bowl standard stuff.
Okay. Well, but, I mean, look, if you're a Kansas City fan.
Don't tell me that, like, your Frito dip, like, oh, it's bad luck, dude, don't eat it.
There is a tie-in with the bad luck stuff, and I'll talk about it during the segment.
All right.
I also think there's a lot of barbecue going on based on the fact that Kansas City's playing football on Sunday. So the fans of the Kansas City Chiefs, if you're not going to the game, you are spending all day long coming up with some kind of barbecue. I know.
Our very own resident cook here, Mike, going on all morning about the barbecue he's going to attempt.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Right.
I've had his ribs. His ribs are good.
They were good?
Yeah.
Okay. But also, he said he was going to attempt to make the sauce. And Ted, frankly, you sounded not quite skeptical, but just kind of like, oh, wow.
Well, okay. It's not that. It's just follow the recipe.
I'm impressed he's tackling all at once, like making the sauce. I'm just like, look, I don't have a smoker. I make stuff in my crock pot usually.
That's what I'm doing.
But I'm just like, all right. And then, Mike asked the question, should I sauce it up first? Like, you know what I'm going to say.
No.
Let me taste your meat, and then we can add sauce.
Ham ribs and wings.
So what is it that you're making exactly?
So I'm wanting to do a little bit of a pulled pork, and I want to do ribs. I have done ribs before, not Kansas City style. I haven't made a Kansas City barbecue. I haven't made a Kansas City rub before. I'm trying to get integrated into the culture, and I'm trying to learn the different methods that people use. So I want to start from scratch. I want to have a foundation.
All right, you have a smoker, right?
I do, yeah.
Because we're all crock potters over here, so. Yeah, if I had a smoker, I might give it a go.
Well, do yourself a favor. Don't make potato salad. Don't make macaroni salad. Don't make coleslaw. Go pick that up at the grocery store.
I agree.
It's perfectly fine. Just get the yellow stuff in the container. No one will know. It's done right. It's easy. One less step that you have to do. Grab a bag of chips. Grab some dip. You're pretty well home at that point in time. So it sounds like a pretty good spread.
I'm stoked for it.
Yeah. Super Bowl foods that bring good and bad luck, coming up with a head chef and Ted's Meat and Potatoes.
See what he says after that.
Yes.
What else do we have for this crap?
Oh, yeah. All the podcasts you could ever imagine in one location. Download the Odyssey app. It's absolutely free. You can listen to the show anytime, anywhere you travel. Catch up on previous episodes. When you get to the Men's Room Daily Show podcast, be sure to subscribe, and it'll just stick it right there in your app for you. So if you want to go back and listen
stick
it right in your app. And you can listen to those segments, you know, as you please.
Hey, man, that's your app. Slow Odyssey. We're going to stuff it right up your app.
Yeah. All of our weekly podcasts are there. Make It Cast, Greatest Story Never Told Podcast, The Podcast. We get a weekly podcast. It's kind of encapsulates some of the better moments from the week. It's about 45 minutes long. And the Men's Room radio station, all in one location on the Odyssey app. So download that now. Search for the Men's Room. And today is the day that we play the game known as Big Dummy. It's an easy game to play. We'll spin the category wheel. You're either playing for Team Sober or Team Not Sober. Holding strong is the biggest dummy this year. That'd be Dan. It took him 11 questions to get one right. And as we play Big Dummy, we always like to do a little Men's Room poll. I believe we were inspired by our own Ted Smith last time we did our poll, who ended up getting, a little bit inebriated and playing the ukulele for 45 minutes or so.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was.
And apparently someone was actually somewhat impressed or at least enjoying your ukulele skills.
I was quite enjoying that.
He's a liar.
Hey, by the way, Throw, where's my uke?
Right.
I'm getting you a ukulele, bro. It's going to happen.
I was going to ask, how much does one of those cost?
It can't be much.
Now, you can get little starter, learn to play the uke, and I think they're like 40, 50 bucks.
Yeah, seriously. I mean, they're cheap. I can't imagine buying an expensive one because they still sound like garbage, but I'm going to buy you a cheap ukulele. All I ask is that you bring us back into the show. So usually we play all the stingers and things when we come out of commercials.
Okay.
I think it should be you strumming. Every break, but every once in a while, you know, get people excited.
Once you felt confident enough, would you take this bad boy to a festival?
Oh, yeah.
Would you take anything to a festival.
Playing the ukulele by the tent?
No idea. I mean, generally, with my crew, with our camp, there's always a good jam session in the morning and then usually in the afternoon. And almost everybody plays a real instrument.
So you want to jump in there?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I'm usually just sitting there smoking weed.
So
I'm dead serious.
Yeah. I believe.
So the idea, the idea of our poll last time was you're going to be proficient at one of these. The only catch here is these are not necessarily known as the world's sexiest instruments, so to speak. So we have the ukulele.
Sexy.
We also have the recorder, and the recorder is just what. Wow, your friends.
Honest to God, other than Stairway to Heaven, I've never personally heard the recorder played in tune.
Yeah.
Right? It's like you go to your kid's school, whatever, in like first or second grade, and you see them break out. It's like 24 kids with recorders, and it's just the most shrill, awful, I cannot believe we're going to clap for this.
So you get the ukulele, and you also get the recorder. Your next choice would be the tuba, which is kind of hard to whip out. Could you whip this out at a festival?
The tuba?
Yeah.
Or sousaphone?
I bet people would gather.
If you
more.
Had it and you played it, people would absolutely come.
I bet they would.
If you knew how to play it, right?
I mean, wouldn't you be like, what's going on over there, man? I'm going to go check. Where's that coming from?
Yeah, you don't really just whip it out, but.
I mean, look, one year we were camping out in the woods, not in the campground, and my buddy just goes, you know, I was second chair for the cello? Yeah, the cello. And we were like, are you serious? He's like, yeah. So we walked all the way out to the car, grabbed his cello, and then he played a little concert for us.
No way.
Natural acoustics. A chilling.
Your fourth choice of a proficient instrument. That would be the piccolo. Now, if I heard this at a festival, I'd want to walk over and kill somebody.
Yeah, I'd say that guy's getting beat up.
He is.
I'm expecting.
That piccolo is going into the river.
I'm expecting like a weird guy dressed as like Peter Pan to come walking by.
There's no way you look normal.
Hello, can I have some of your drugs?
Hello, everybody. I'm only 3 feet tall.
I mean, maybe if you're walking to 4th of July fireworks, this is acceptable.
We'd give you the pass.
I'm not allowed near schools.
You'll never guess why.
By the way, somebody here says they got their kid and a ukulele off of Amazon. It was about $50, and they say it sounds pretty good.
All right. Does he sound good or does the ukulele sound? Is in other words, is
again,
it
he said it sounds good. So his kid's probably terrible at it, but the ukulele itself.
Now, is it easy to keep in tune? Because that would be the one thing that I would not know how to kind of make.
I mean, it's a four stringer. And I don't know what the tuning is. Like on a bass, it's EADG. I don't know if it's the same on a ukulele. I would assume it is.
Okay. All right.
But I don't know.
So what we do is we put the poll up. If you follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live, here are how the results shook out from last week. So coming in. At number 4, with 6% of the votes, the recorder.
I can't imagine why, Miles.
Wow, your friends.
He can really play that thing.
That's why he teaches elementary school music class.
Well, and it doesn't help that the recorder is also limited on the notes that it can play.
Is it?
It is.
Are you sure?
Well, listen to this guy. If they change the key at all, he's hosed.
But they have all those holes, which means you have a host of notes that you can use.
Notes,
but
yes,
apparently,
but keys.
You refuse to use them in the right order at any given time.
This guy's got wired rim glasses, but they're not straight on his head. You know what I'm saying? They're kind of like off and all bent up.
He's friends with the creepy Peter Pan guy.
Yeah.
Yes. And he's not allowed near schools either.
Coming we made our own mead.
At number 3 at 12% of the votes, that would be the piccolo.
There he is.
I know you can hear me, but I'm 100 feet away. So
again,
I'm perfectly legal.
If you have a friend with a snare drum, this gets a little bit cooler. That's about it.
You're right. That's a good call, and you said that earlier.
You need
but
that kind of regimen drum thing going on here.
Come on now. What is this, Gettysburg?
Pretty much.
Coming in at number 2 with 17% of the vote, that would be the tuba.
I would have gone tuba.
I would go too. I played it in school. By the way, the ukulele, Ted, when you get one, the tuning is G-C-E-A.
I should learn how to read music.
Mm-hmm.
That means nothing to me.
And kicking ass. To be proficient at one musical instrument with 65% of the vote. Yes, Ted, it was, in fact, the ukulele.
My
God.
Was
the number one vote getter.
Are you allowed to play the ukulele with a shirt on?
Yes, because that big Hawaiian dude.
Dude, he didn't... okay.
It depends.
He wears a shirt, doesn't he? Or does
I
he
feel
play
like
shirtless?
Every album cover, he didn't have a shirt on.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
I think I'm going to have a rule. If I'm playing it outside, no shirt.
Okay.
Isn't this like the meme, Buddy put a shirt on?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah, that's the word.
Yeah, buddy. Yes. Dude, not only that, once I get good at it, I'm looking at an electric uke here.
Cool, so you can play it louder.
Right. A Fullerton Strat uke.
How much?
Well, that's going to set me back around 220.
All right, that's still not bad. Okay. And just so you know, somebody said their daughter's ukulele does come with a tuner.
Okay.
All right.
It's going to be a whole new me.
So this week on the men's room poll, what is better in the wintertime in the Pacific Northwest than kind of getting away and taking a nice vacation somewhere warm just for a weekend, a week, few days, whatever you can get out of it. So today we are going to go on a cruise.
Ooh,
that's right. Cruise. And I know that, Steve, you've been on a cruise. Mike, you went on a cruise at one point?
I did indeed.
Okay, Ted and I are
Where did you go?
I'm not a cruiser. Same thing around the Caribbean.
All right. Well,
just the Caribbean, palm trees, white sand beach.
Jamaica. Went to Cozumel, went to Belize,
I Belize you.
So you were down off the coast of South America?
No.
Or so. Yucatan Peninsula. Yeah. You're pretty close to that area. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. So we are going to take a cruise. And granted, in this instance, you get the trip. All right. You just have to pick what cruise you want to be on. You're not paying for any of this. This is going to be
This is like the kind of cruise you win on a game show.
It is.
You know, like, you didn't really pick it, but you get to be on the water.
That's right. So the story goes, and this was just released today. If you've ever dreamed of sailing on the Love Boat, this is as close as it can get. Princess Cruises will set sail in August with cast members from the original Love Boat series.
Oh, my God.
You can spend 7 days at sea with Doc, Bernie Koppel, Gopher, Fred Grandy, Isaac, your bartender, Ted Lang, and Vicky Steubing. That would be Jill Whelan, who played the...
Can we do that?
They're
offering that to us.
Yes.
How nice of them.
Gavin McLeod, who played Captain Steubing, unfortunately passed on in 2021, but there will be a tribute to Gavin on the show.
Okay. All right.
Lauren Tews, who played cruise director Julie McCoy, she is still with us. She is 70 years old. No word yet if she will do the cruise or not. She has not got back to them. The official dates, August 31st through September 7th, and the boat set sails from New York City, with stops in New England and Canada.
Ooh.
What time of year?
It goes north in
late August.
All right.
Might not be the worst. Activities will include meet and greets and photo ops, plus vow renewals, officiated by the cast of the Love Boat.
Man, oh man, nothing says baby I love you like having the cast of the Love Boat.
So cruise number one, you can go on the Love Boat cruise.
Okay.
So sailing from New York City and headed north. The next cruise, and this one's coming up in just a few weeks, February 22nd through February 29th, Star Trek The Cruise, the ultimate immersive experience shared by a star-studded crew and the most passionate Star Trek fans in the universe.
Also known as Star Trek fans.
Yes. You'll become part of the crew on this voyage and part of the magic and majesty that is Star Trek. Beam for this 7-day voyage on the spectacular Mariner of the Seas as we boldly explore two new exotic and exciting ports.
Who's going to be on this cruise, man?
Curaçao and Aruba are the stops.
Okay.
You're headed into the Caribbean. Enjoy special Star Trek-themed shows, events, activities, and parties. Join us in an amazing lineup of actors and personalities, including Walter Koenig.
Chekhov.
Yeah,
right?
Koenig. Okay. Koenig. LeVar Burton.
He was Geordi, yeah.
Garrett, hey, dog, you want to do some reading?
Right.
Hey, man, recreate Roots.
Garrett Wang.
Oh. What? That was this big breakout role, man.
I don't think I'm going to...
That's what I would say, too. I loved you in Roots.
Loved you in Roots, dude.
He's on a boat, dude.
I don't like this.
My God, man.
You really asking my ass to go on the boat.
But he got on it voluntarily. Right. See, I say that's a trick.
Different this time.
This is a trap. But you'll be beamed into theme shows, events, parties, and actor-hosted short adventures. Each night of the cruise celebrates a different dimension of the Star Trek experience.
Okay.
And this cruise has been going on since 2017. Guests have knocked it out of the park with show-stopping costumes that they wear for a full week.
That does not surprise me.
On the Star Trek cruise. Next up on your free cruise and adventure, we head to, Nassau and the Bahamas. Ooh. Sailing from Miami for the Hallmark Christmas Cruise.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Which happens November 17th through the 21st. Hallmark Channel stars from the Christmas movies, they bring their magical Christmas gift to life on this festive celebration at sea, aboard the Norwegian Jim. Sailing from Miami to Nassau, the cruise includes Christmas cookie decorating,
oh my God,
ugly sweater contests, and Christmas carol oki.
Among
its planned activities.
Yeah.
Enjoy each voyage that culminates in the world premiere. Each voyage culminates every night in the world premiere of a brand new Hallmark Channel countdown to Christmas movie that the public has not seen before. Head to the Hallmark Christmas Cruise website and join the wait list, as this has been sold out for a few years. But not you. You're jumping on the Hallmark Christmas Cruise.
By the way, just real quick, you brought up the Love Boat thing. Mm-hmm. Says, I used to work with a girl who played Julie on the Love Boat. She was a prep cook at a retirement community here in Seattle. I'll just say she was not in a good place at that time in her life.
Well, it sounds to me like she's going to make some
corn. She's cruising now.
Yeah, exactly. And your final cruise, which takes off March 13th through the 18th, that would be the Broadway Cruise number 2.
Hello!
The
Welcome
Great
aboard.
White Way relocates from the Big Apple to Miami. With stops in Key West.
LeVar Burton right now.
And Grand Cayman. And the Cayman Islands during this musical salute to Broadway. Join actors including Norm Lewis, Christian Borle, and Cary Butler, as well as composers, choreographers, journalists, and critics for 5 nights of Broadway performances, workshops, and panel discussions aboard the Norwegian Pearl. So that is your men's room poll. You're going to go on a cruise.
Yay.
Will it be the Love Boat Cruise, the Star Trek Cruise, the Hallmark Christmas Cruise, or the Broadway Cruise?
Love Boat, most fun, I think, out of those 4.
Probably.
I'm going to take the Hallmark Christmas Cruise.
For ass.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, look. That's, yeah. No, there's no doubt. Like, if you're looking to get laid, that is the one to absolutely get on.
I would say the Star Trek Cruise.
There's not going to be any women on it.
There'll be a few.
Except for Bertha.
Right. I mean, you might have sex with a green woman. You never know.
I don't think the Hallmark Cruise, you're getting laid. All
right. Okay. All right.
Yeah, that Hallmark Cruise, man, like, some of them are going to show up crying. Yeah.
Men's Room Poll is up now if you follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live. Okay, we'll take a break. Come back with Big Dummy right after the.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there is no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The mighty 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle. Rock. Always live on the free Odyssey app. From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK. Steve, who is our first contestant, ready to play the big game.
Hello, John. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey.
Hello, John.
Hola.
John, are you on Team Sober or Team Not Sober?
Team Sober for now.
All right, John, welcome to Big Dummy.
Sober for now. I like that.
Okay, John. You're going to set sail on a cruise. Are you taking the Love Boat cruise, the Star Trek cruise, the Hallmark Christmas cruise, or the Broadway cruise?
I think I'd take the Love Boat one because I've always wanted to have a beer served to me by Sakara.
We were just talking about that. Yep.
Yeah, he would have to step behind the bar and serve her.
Oh, yeah. Isaac, you're a badass bartender.
How old are you, John?
I am 57.
57. You realize most of the people in that cruise, I'll be 55 in a couple of weeks, most of the people in that cruise, I'm guessing, would be about 15 years older than either of us.
Oh, yeah.
Probably.
Like, if you love boat that much, man, I'm talking 70-year-old, 80-year-old. That's the only reason I'm not picking it. All right, John.
Julie's not as hot as she used to be.
Well, she's 70 years old. Maybe she aged like Betty White.
You never know.
Jane Seymour. A couple of them up there. I'm like, yeah.
I mean, some of them, too. You might just still like them. Catherine Bach doesn't look like she used to in Dukes of Hazzard. Still in.
You'd still hit it?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, I'm going to put a daisy in those Dukes.
All right, John, here's your question. In what town does the movie It's a Wonderful Life take place?
It's named after that guy, the banker dude. I can't. Somethingville.
Is there a state involved in it?
Hang on. When he's dead, it turns into Potterville, but it's Bedford Falls.
Bedford Falls, yes.
Okay.
Like
yeah.
I thought it was in Compton.
Did you see the movie?
It is not a wonderful life. The only family in town.
That's what I'm saying. A lot of white people in that movie.
All right, your question. In what movie does Marlon Brando yell, Stella?
Not The Godfather.
Not The Godfather.
Way before that.
That'd have been funny if you did.
I'm pretty sure this is a black and white movie.
Yes. Yeah. Got me on that one.
Got nothing.
Streetcar Named Desire.
What were you saying, Ted?
Planet of the Apes.
That was Charlton Heston.
Oh.
I knew you were doing an ape, but I'm like, what movie was Marlon Brando in? Like King Kong? What are you thinking?
I'm going to make this monkey an offer that you can't refuse. Leave my island.
All right, John. In 1992, what city hosted the first World Series game ever played outside of the United States?
Toronto.
Yep.
Yeah.
What year was that?
92.
So it could have been the Expos.
Were they still in Montreal?
Yep, they had not moved yet.
So there were two
but the Expos never made it to the World Series.
That is correct.
I was just saying there were two options. I didn't. Yeah. And Nationals had, though, right?
They won one.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Oh, damn. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Danny. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Danny, are you sober or not sober?
I'm sober.
Danny, welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, our men's room poll, you get to set sail on a real cruise. These are all real. You have the Love Boat cruise, the Star Trek cruise, the Hallmark Christmas cruise, or the Broadway cruise.
I guess, you know, I don't really like the show, but I guess I would take the Star Trek cruise just in hopefully the actress who played 7 of 9 is there, or I'd like to call her 6 of 9.
Okay.
That'll get her.
I think that would be the most interesting cruise as far as the people who are on board.
I don't think there's any question about that.
Yeah.
Lots of smart people, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, honestly, smartest of the bunch is probably.
Yeah, but that's why I might go with Ted, because they might not be smart, but, you know, that Hallmark cruise, mm-hmm. telling me.
Yeah.
Easy pickings.
I love romantic shows.
Yeah, I really do enjoy this. Yes.
Well, there's nothing
more. You become a crew member as soon as you step on the boat.
For which one?
Star Trek.
Oh, really?
Oh, you're in character the entire time.
Did they just give you, like, a little red jersey?
Well, it or depends.
Blue. Yeah.
It depends what your rank is,
like,
man.
I'd be scared if
Dr.
I was
McCoy
red, man.
Rocked blue. My black ass would be real scared and red, because that was like,
right.
Hey, you're going to die. You're not going to be in this episode long.
Like, you wouldn't get off the ship. I'm just staying on this thing.
But do not beat me down.
That's how Scotty stayed alive, man. He stayed on the boat.
Whatever, the entire galaxy, racist. Kill the black guy first. That doesn't matter where we go. Doesn't matter the planet. Black guy goes down. Just like, you got to be kidding me. Son of a bitch. All right. Your question, what Shakespeare play asks to be or not to be? Which, in this case, actually is not the question.
Is that Hamlet?
One and none.
Good God.
Nice
man.
Job, Dave. Yeah. Nice job.
Hang on. We got a 50-50 question for you here. Let's see. True or false? Chris Rock was considered for the part of Kramer on Seinfeld.
I'm going to go with true just because it seems really weird.
You know what's even weirder?
No way. He's black.
He was considered for the part of George.
You're kidding me.
No, he was actually considered for the part of George.
What I know about Larry David.
Yeah, right. Modeled on Larry David, exactly. Played by Chris Rock.
Exactly. Man, I saw a video the other day of a screen test with Larry David and, J.B. Smooth?
Okay.
For his character. And, like, basically, he doesn't really know, like, everything. He just kind of goes into it. It's hilarious. It's like one of the shows. Like, I forget how much, lot of it's improv. But he just starts going off, and, I mean, they're just dying laughing. It was pretty awesome.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Hello, Tom. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Tom, are you sober or not sober?
I'm sober.
All right, Tom, welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, you get a cruise. What are you taking, the Love Boat cruise, the Star Trek cruise, the Hallmark Christmas cruise, or the Broadway cruise?
I think probably the Star Trek cruise.
Star Trek. Okay.
All right. You know, somebody here on the text line says, which cruise has the most swingers? I would guess the Star Trek cruise.
Oh, yeah.
Most swingers, right? Because you got the Hallmark.
That's
you might get a lot of single ladies. The Love Boat cruise, I don't think you'd want to be engaged with most of the people there. I think the Star Trek cruise would have the most swingers on there,
right.
For sure.
I think the Love Boat cruise is going to be the one that you go on with your spouse to just kind of work on yourselves. You know, you get to have it. This is for the two of you. The Hallmark one is probably, like you said,
right,
that was a
wife.
Christmas cruise, right? So that's a family cruise. The Broadway cruise is the only other one there.
Right.
Well, yeah, but you just got to open your mind a little bit on who you're hanging out with.
Right. Depends on the show. That
All right, I'll do it, but only because we're not on land.
Give me a breath mint. All right, Tom, here is your question. What adventure tale introduced Yo-Ho-Ho and a bottle of rum? Was it Don Quixote, Treasure Island, Swiss Family Robinson, or Around the World in 80 Days?
I'll say Treasure Island.
One and done.
Yeah.
We got
Damn
it.
Damn smart people calling today. All right, true or false question for you. True or false, Elizabeth Taylor's obituary for the New York Times was written 6 years before she died.
True.
Boom.
Did she write it herself?
No. So what's crazy is, like, whoever the editor is that wrote the obituary 6 years before she died. He died before she did.
I mean, look, I can imagine writing your own obituary, so it sounds badass. But also, it'd be weird to say who you survived from by. You'd have to update that.
I don't update
sure.
it. So you get upset.
Take Terry out of there real quick, if you would, please.
But to say somebody might die by the time you die.
Right.
This is true.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 round.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Zach. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch, hola.
Hola. Zach, are you on team sober or team not sober?
Not sober.
All right, Zach, welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, you're heading on a cruise, set sail. What are you doing, the Love Boat cruise, the Star Trek cruise, the Hallmark Christmas cruise, or the Broadway cruise?
I was thinking Star Trek cruise, but now I'm thinking the Love Boat.
The Love Boat.
Why the Love Boat?
I'm 30, almost 32, so I didn't experience that. So I'll give it a try.
I bet you'll be the youngest person on that boat.
By 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
All right, Zach, here is your question. What team did Brett Favre start his NFL career with in 1991?
Oh, no. Brett Favre. Buffalo Bills?
Falcons, wasn't it?
Atlanta Falcons.
Yes.
Totally two different cities.
Yes.
A lot to say.
Yeah, sorry. Not very sports-oriented.
That's okay. Hey, but both cities famous for chicken wings.
Bingo. Strong point. Yeah. I'm sure what he was thinking.
And you named a sports city.
You did.
Good job.
You did.
I appreciate that about you.
You're a sports guy.
You know.
All right, Zach, let's see what you know here. Multiple choice question for you. What does natiform mean? N-A-T-I-F-O-R-M. What does natiform mean? Does it mean something that looks like a butt, a dab of toothpaste, the space between your thumb and your index finger, or the white crescent-shaped part of the fingernail? So basically something that looks like a butt, dab of toothpaste, the space between your index finger and your thumb, or your fingernail.
Space in between your index and your thumb.
Oh, you idiot! You fool! You disgrace to mankind. Natiform obviously means something that looks like a butt.
Oh.
Something that looks like a butt. So like Mike's face. Natiform. A dab of toothpaste. A dab of toothpaste is a nurdle. Between your thumb and your index finger is your perlicue, and the nail is a lineule. But yes, if it's natiform, it is something that looks like a butt. I just like that we have a word to describe something that looks like a butt.
So you just think that you're staring at a hairy ass all day, don't you?
Yes, I do actually think that. I've thought that many days, many, many days. I just want to...
That's one of those things that absolutely amuses me in the human race, that we have to clarify and make a term out of something like that.
But that means there's a lot of things that look like a butt. There's so many things that resemble a butt, they're like, we need a word for this. Now, what you do to see what people know what that word means, go to a bar, approach a woman, and say, ooh, your face is very natiform. If she says thank you, she has no idea. If she hits you in the face with her glass, she understands the word. So I'm going to try it tonight.
My bad. I said, have you ever smelled chloroform?
Oh, God. Much better.
God.
Ted's going for the straight pepper spray.
Well, I mean, Jesus, you woke up telling she looks like a butt.
Well, yeah. All right. Your question, how many states are named after rivers?
Oh.
6, 11, 15, or 18. So how many states are named after rivers?
Named after rivers or have rivers of the same name?
They were actually named after the river.
No kidding.
Because there's a lot of native names.
Sure.
Right?
Okay.
So the natives say, this is the blank river. You say, then we're going to call this
blank
state.
Blank state. All right.
Hold on. Let me think here.
There we go.
That's a lot.
Yeah. 6, 11, 15.
Miles, you're going to be my teammate on this. I'm going to say 11.
6?
No, it's got to be higher.
I've got Mississippi, Missouri, Ohio, Colorado.
Delaware?
Yeah, there's Delaware. The Delaware River. That's a good one.
Illinois?
There's the Illinois River.
Is there?
Yeah.
There is.
Well, he gave you a hint when he said a lot of them were native names.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
So basically, you
Missouri?
There is.
Missouri,
Missouri.
It's the longest river in the country.
River. So there's 15. There's Alabama, believe
it. There's an Alabama River?
Trust me, some of these, I was like, say what?
Yeah. Are they actually in the state?
Yeah. Okay. They named the state up. So the Alabama River, Arkansas, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Illinois, Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, Minnesota, Mississippi, Missouri, Ohio, Tennessee, and Wisconsin.
I think 2/3 of those I never knew existed.
I was like the Wisconsin River. I had not heard of a lot of these. So now you know, 15 states named after.
Question.
I was going to say, I'm terrible at geography in and of itself.
And sports.
To you guys.
Yeah. Yeah. And things that are natiform. There's just nothing he knows.
Question 4.
Question 4. In what country is the Nobel Peace Prize awarded? Norway, Sweden, Finland, or Holland?
Norway.
Okay.
Who knows his Nobels?
Davis McDubby, 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Steven. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
Steven, are you sober or not sober?
I am sober.
Sober, Steven. Welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, you're going to set sail on our men's room poll. Are you taking the Love Boat cruise, the Star Trek cruise, the Hallmark Christmas cruise, or the Broadway cruise?
Let's go with the Broadway cruise.
Hello, Steven.
Shows every night.
Yes, sir.
You going to dress as a cat?
Is that the only one you know?
Yeah, I mean, he could wear a mask, be the Phantom of the Opera. He could be Simba and the Lion King.
You could dress like Hamilton.
I guess.
Or you Hamilton.
Could, yeah, you could be a character from Rent.
Sing ABBA tunes the entire week.
Yep.
Les Mis, Les Mis. You could do some Les Mis action.
You could sing Who songs, because you're from Tommy.
Was that Broadway?
Yeah, that was.
Oh, yeah. Did Tommy go to Broadway?
I'll tell you what, one of the best ones, I swear to God, I am not a
Book
musical
of Mormon.
Guy.
The Book of Mormon's great.
It was fantastic.
Awesome.
Jersey Boys.
Really?
That was not bad. That was the,
really?
The Frankie Valli thing. That was,
no,
it told
it,
the
man.
Story of those guys. It was not bad.
Not that Broadway ever really appeals to me, but that one really did not appeal to me at all.
Did you see that one, Jersey Boys?
No.
Oh,
whose music is it?
Frankie Valli.
Yeah, I'd go see that.
I guess he did.
Well, I like Frankie Valli.
I like Frankie Valli.
I'm doing the Mockingbird. Is that a mockingbird?
It's a mockingbird.
Is it
a mockingbird?
Is it a mockingbird? All right. Here's your question. Sirhan.
Oh, I know this.
Yeah. Assassinated what public figure on June 6th, 1968?
JFK.
So close.
No, that was Oswald.
What year did you say?
68.
Malcolm X?
Oh, Bobby Kennedy.
Bobby Kennedy. Or Robert F. Kennedy, but Ted knows him well.
Damn it, Bobby. You got
that's,
shot.
That's what he said.
That's right. Damn it, Bobby.
Is he out of jail? He might be.
Real? Is he still alive?
I think so.
Why are you giggling about a man who...
I don't know. I just find it funny.
All right. All right, your question. What was the name of Bob Ross's TV show?
Painting with Bob Ross?
The Joy of Painting.
That's right. The Joy of Painting.
Yeah, I think he's still alive.
Is he in prison or out of prison?
Checking now.
See your hand.
Oh, no. Okay. So he's been up for parole, but in March 1st last year, he was denied parole.
Wonder why.
He's not eligible again to the 26th. Or 2026.
All right. That, and they'll deny him again. All right. Here's your question. What type of wine does Paul Giamatti's character refuse to drink in the movie Sideways?
Oh, wine?
Yeah, what type of wine does he refuse to drink?
It's the red stuff in glass bottles.
Let's go with red wine.
You're not wrong.
I mean, you're not wrong, but specifically Merlot.
Merlot. Okay, question four there, Stephen.
Question number four. What sign of the zodiac is represented by a bull?
Taurus.
Bingo. There you go. Nice.
But he knows that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he knows
more
the zodiac.
More of Big Dummy coming up. If you'd like to be a contestant, 206-803-ROCK.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.